This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Buckingham Palace said on Sunday 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms but expects to continue light duties this week. Quote, the Queen has today tested positive for COVID, the palace said. Quote, Her Majesty is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms but expects to continue light duties at Windsor over the coming week. Quote, She will continue to receive medical attention and will follow all appropriate guidelines, the palace said. Her 73-year-old son, Charles, the heir to the throne, earlier this month pulled out of an event after contracting coronavirus for the second time. A palace source said he had met the Queen just days before. The health of the Queen, the world's oldest and longest reigning monarch, has been in the spotlight since she spent a night in hospital last October for an unspecified ailment and then was advised by her doctors to rest. Hundreds of artillery shells exploded along the contact line between Ukrainian soldiers and Russia-backed separatists, and thousands of people evacuated eastern Ukraine, further increasing fears Sunday the volatile region could spark a Russian invasion. Western leaders warn Russia is poised to attack its neighbor, which is surrounded on three sides by about 150,000 Russian soldiers, warplanes, and equipment. Russia held nuclear drills Saturday and conducted conventional exercises in neighboring Belarus and has ongoing naval drills off the coast in the Black Sea. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Sunday emphasized the significance of the moment that Europe faces.
I mean, let's really take a moment to understand the significance of what we're talking about. It's been over 70 years. And through those 70 years, as I mentioned yesterday, there has been peace and security. We are talking about the real possibility of war in Europe.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has demanded that NATO not take Ukraine as a member. U.S. President Joe Biden said late Friday that based on the latest American intelligence, he was now convinced that Putin has decided to invade Ukraine in the coming days and assault the capital. Iranian lawmakers have urged President Ebrahim Raisi to obtain guarantees from the U.S. and three European countries that they won't withdraw from the nuclear agreement being renegotiated in Vienna, an Iranian news agency reported Sunday. Meanwhile, Israel's prime minister said the emerging deal is less stringent than the previous agreement. Negotiators from Iran and the remaining parties to the agreement, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China, are working to restore life to the 2015 accord, which granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. The United States has participated indirectly in the talks because it withdrew from the deal in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump. President Joe Biden has signaled that he wants to rejoin the deal. Iran long has insisted its nuclear program is peaceful, but the country steps away from its obligations under the accord have alarmed its archenemy Israel and world powers. Nepal's government presented a contentious $500 million aid grant from the United States for approval in Parliament on Sunday, triggering a fresh round of clashes between protesters and police outside the legislature. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Parliament to try to push through barbed wire barricades and pelted riot police with stones. Police beat the protesters with bamboo batons, fired tear gas and water cannons, leaving injuries on both sides. Opposition to the aid grant comes mainly from two of the communist parties that are part of the coalition government. They claim the conditions in the grant agreement will prevail over Nepal's laws and threaten the country's sovereignty. They say it's part of Washington's Indo-Pacific strategy, which has military components that could bring American soldiers to Nepal. U.S. officials have spoken to Nepalese leaders recently to assure that the grant concerns only Nepal's development. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.